The question arises today with, well, it's not a new question, but the question arises, seeing through glasses. For many people, not even old people, young people, many people wear glasses to enhance their vision. Is seeing through glasses considered seeing? Why? What's the issue? Well, one of the earliest sources would be, or it wouldn't be the source, but it'd be the point for discussion, is the Mishnah in Nagaim. The Mishnah in Nagaim says that, well, the Mishnah in Nagaim doesn't have to tell me. The halacha in the Chumash is that a Kohen has to see, a Kohen has to pronounce. It's like today, we have, you need a doctor to pronounce when someone passed away. It's not, the pronouncing is a simon. The person's already dead, but in order to be legally to take them out of the hospital or the nursing home, you need a pronouncement. That's just a simon that he's dead. So too, when the nega is there, but it's not a nega until once the Kohen pronounces, so then it has the status of a nega. I mean, until that point, you could have the same nega, but it's not halakhically significant until the Kohen, so the Kohen has to see it. So clearly, if the Kohen is blind, he can't pronounce the nega. So the Mishnah starts off with that assumption. It says, what about if he's blind in one eye? So if he's blind in one eye, the Mishnah also says it's a no-go. And as well, if he can't really see in both eyes, it's a no-go. Which leads some aversion to point out that if he has one good eye and one bad eye, that should be enough. But the Shiloh comes up, what happens? The Kohen who has bad eyesight, let's say he'd be puzzle, but with glasses now he could see regular vision. So now, is seeing through glasses considered seeing? That's the basic Shiloh. So the Tiferes Yisrael discusses on the Mishnah and the Nagaim, and they're basically two Gemaras that he wants to bring a raya from. It's a Mishnah and the Nagaim, I think, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid, where he wants to bring a proof. We'll see, he might go back on the proof later, but he wants to bring a proof that seeing through glass is still considered seeing. What's the raya? It's Gemara and Brachas, Daf Chafei, which talks about seeing erva, something which someone's inappropriately dressed, and are you seeing a different part? And therefore, one is not allowed to look at erva. What happens if you see erva through a glass? Let's say saying Kriya Shema. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, it's still a problem. So we see from here that even though you're not seeing the erva directly, you're seeing it through a glass, that should be a right that using glasses is considered seeing. If that's the case, so then Kohen pronouncing a nega with glasses should be good, and we'll see if any other halacha that requires sight. However, there's another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah which seems to imply the opposite. Rosh Hashanah, I believe, Chaf Dalet, about Kiddush HaChodesh, that they say if you see the Kiddush HaChodesh, I think through a window, or we'll see the reflection in the water, the Gemara seems to say at first glance that it's a no-go. So we see, seeing the Levana through glass seems to say it's not seeing. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? So let's take one at a time. So the Raya about, so the Tiferes Yisrael's Raya, that we see that seeing through glass, it's like it's usher to see erva through glass. We see seeing through glass is considered seeing. So perhaps for two reasons, that might not be a raya here, at least for our case. And the number one is, the case by Brachas is that we're talking about erva. So the main issue there, it's not the exact detail what you're seeing, which is part of it, but it's the hirurim. The reason why you're not allowed to look is because it leads to hirur. So therefore, even if you're seeing that and your imagination is working and you see it even through glass, that still will create hirur, and that's why it's usur.